presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
New York Times Business, November 4, 1049 America, New York, Berkshire stung by losses in its stock holdings. The conglomerate's cash stake swelled to a record $157.2 billion in the third quarter, even as it posted $23.5 billion in losses from investments. Copyright. Brendan McDermott, Reuters. Berkshire Hathaway reported improvement in its insurance operations as it benefited from a relatively quiet Atlantic hurricane season. New York Times Business.
November 4, 8 o'clock America, New York. U.S. retailers say an old trade law puts them at a disadvantage. A nearly century-old rule exempts many packages from foreign e-commerce companies like Shein and Temu from U.S. customs fees. American trade groups want it changed. Copyright. Cooper Neal for the New York Times. Shoppers entering the Shein pop-up store at the shops at Willow Bend in Texas last year.
Marginal Revolution. November 4, 7:36 America, New York. Income security for American workers has been rising. American workers are doing relatively well, but there is still a lot of anxiety about their plight. To many commentators, the U.S. worker is suffering, whether the culprit is outsourcing, trade with China, or the sheer daily turbulence of capitalism. That worker faces increasingly volatile income prospects. Global economy.
November 4, 6 o'clock America, New York. Gaza conflict shakes Middle East economies. Rising death toll and fears of wider war deter tourists and investors.
New York Times Business.
November 4, 5 o'clock America, New York. Look up in the sky. Amazon's drones are delivering cans of soup. Amazon's much-hyped drone project is dropping small objects on driveways. Some customers are not sure what it delivers beyond minestrone. Copyright. Callahan O'Hare for the New York Times. Newer models of Amazon's delivery drones will be able to fly in inclement weather and reduce perceived noise by 25%. Global economy.
November 4, 4:12 America, New York. U.S. consultancy Gallup withdraws from China. Polling group attacked as tool to discredit Beijing as foreign companies face rising state scrutiny. Marginal Revolution.
November 4, 1:14 America, New York. Behavioral Economics and GPT-4. From William Shakespeare to Elena Ferrante. There is a new paper on LLMs by Gabriel Abrams. Here is the abstract. We prompted GPT-4, a large language model, to play the dictator game, a classic behavioral economics experiment. As 148 literary fictional characters from the 17th century to the 21st century.
Global economy.
November 4, 0:00 America, New York, governments brace for fiscal reckoning from bond markets. Investors say countries will have to get used to higher interest bills as borrowing costs soar.
BBC News Business.
November 3, 21:53 America, New York. How does your pay compare with other jobs? Use our interactive lookup tool to find out how pay has changed in your job.
New York Times Business.
November 3, 1930 America, New York. Jasmine Hughes resigns from New York Times after signing letter protesting war. The writer, Jasmine Hughes, who has won awards for her work, had signed another letter of protest this year.
FX Street. November 3, 1840 America, New York. S&P 500 rallies as markets digest soft U.S. jobs data, Fed rate hike pause. Wall Street finished the week with gains on Friday, following a turbulent week that witnessed the U.S. Federal Reserve, Fed, decision to hold rates, while traders priced in the Fed finished its tightening cycle. FX Street. November 3, 1729 America, New York. USD closes its best performing week since June amid weak USD. In Friday's session, the EUR/USD soared to 1.0730, closing A1. FX Street.
November 3, 1658 America, New York, gold price analysis, paddling just beneath $2,000. The ZAU/USD bid into an intraday high just shy of $2,005 on Friday following the worst read on U.S. non-farm payrolls, NFP, in almost 3 years. But gold bids recovered to the mid-range of the day's trading to finish up near $1,992.
FX Street. November 3, 1632 America, New York. United States CFTC S&P 500 NC net positions, $4,300 versus previous $10,200. United States CFTC S&AMP, P500 NC net positions, $4,300 versus previous $10,200.